Outside, Shumpert. Three. Good! Shumpert puts in a triple. It's a one-point game. And the Warriors led by 20 earlier on. A nervous crowd to their feet. It's Durant with Shumpert defending, and Kevin Durant laces one through.
And he's hurt.
He is holding on to his right Achilles as Harden works into Iguodala, who just picked up the Golden State foul.
As soon as he made that shot, he started
Look
limping.
At this. Look at this.
Look, he looked back at it. He thought someone hit him in the Achilles. And you know what usually what that means. Look, right there.
That's right. You're exactly right. You know exactly what that means.
That's what Kobe Bryant did.
You
I'm
know
not saying he has
no,
that. But this is exactly what Kobe did. There's no one around him, but you think someone hit you in the back of the leg.
Well, the team just told me that he's dealing with a right calf sprain. He will not return to this game.
Two-point game. Thompson on the move. Green tees up a three.
This has got him going. Looks down at Rockets bench.
And picked up by Looney into Thompson. The hesitation in the two. The Warriors go up 3-2.
I got to tell you, I really hope I'm wrong about this, but there are losses in sports that linger on for a long time. And I'm talking like 5 years or a decade. And I am sick to my stomach that last night was one of those losses. That is my feeling this morning. Because when Kevin Durant leaves the game, you have to find a way to win that game.
Huh.
And the fact that they didn't is something that this franchise is going to rue for a very, very long time. That is my inescapable feeling.
So you're
this
predicting
morning.
That they're going to lose Game 7 at the very least. You're predicting the Rockets aren't going to win this series.
I have a bad feeling.
I mean,
man.
That's fair enough if that's
I
what
have
you're
a
saying.
Bad
you're
feeling.
Saying they're going to rue it forever. I don't feel that way. I'm upset about last night, but it's for a lot of reasons that occurred in the first 3.5 quarters, more than just before Durant left the game. Because look, Durant leaves the game, and was it any surprise in your mind that Steph Curry started going off? I mean, he'd started to heat up a little bit already by the time Durant got injured.
Well,
but was there any surprise in your mind that, oh yeah, I forgot this is still a really, really good basketball team even without Kevin Durant, and they were before he got there?
It goes one of two ways, right, after Durant goes down. Either they keep fighting and they start hitting shots like they did, or they kind of quickly go away and the Rockets overwhelm them.
Yeah.
And it went the first way, not the second
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they didn't. They had a golden opportunity to put their foot on the neck of the Golden State Warriors. I don't give a damn about asterisks or anything else. Like, I wouldn't have cared. This is the least asterisk possible situation ever because Kevin Durant is an asterisk himself. Whenever with their championships with Durant, you say, oh yeah, but they also had a ridiculously unfair advantage. You lose Kevin Durant, it's back to being a fair match again. And this is where it's gonna get really dicey. Everybody, buckle up and brace yourself because James Harden largely disappeared from the offense in the fourth quarter, in the last 7 minutes he was in the game. The problem is that at the same time, the Rockets' offense wasn't nearly the problem in the last 7 minutes of the game.
Correct.
So there's a whole lot of people, you know, saying that James Harden shrunk from the moment. I don't agree with that, but at the same time, I don't get mad at the people that say that because as much as you don't want to admit it, James Harden is still waiting for his championship moment. James Harden is still waiting for that, or we're still waiting for James Harden's championship moment. Last night would have been a perfect time for it to show up. I mean, it was rebounding, it was defense, it was a whole bunch of other stuff that the Rockets needed to do better at the end of that game. But ultimately, Kevin Durant goes down, your star players. Let's talk about Chris Paul. Let's talk about Chris Paul and his ineffectiveness and his shooting 25% from the three-point line over the series and however many he missed last night. Nobody just flat-out stepped up when you had that opportunity. Hey, Paul. It's good to have you back. You were on special assignment yesterday.
Yeah. Kind of wish I still was on special assignment given how the Rockets played.
I blame the special assignment for the Rockets.
They've cursed us. Yeah, the assignment has cursed us.
Send Paul off on special assignment for the internet, and then this is what we got last night.
One shot over the last 8 minutes and 30 seconds. And I am usually the first person to come and, you know, bring the pitchfork and the tiki torches for James Harden. But I can't for this one because I look at him and I think he was dead. I'm not thrilled with what he did, but where's the help? Chris Paul, jeez, give me anything. Clint Capella, I think I know how to make layups better than you do, and I play pickup basketball. Eric Gordon wasn't consistent enough in this one, and he's been the second-best player for most of this series. And while P.J. Tucker, I thought, had a pretty good game, P.J. Tucker was the guy who shot a three standing out of bounds. He was the guy that also missed a layup a little bit later.
On a really good pass from James Harden.
Yeah.
And that so with James, I wanna hit on that obviously because that's gonna be a big story all morning long. Mad Radio on a Thursday. The Rockets fell, unfortunately, by 5 last night. I really had no issue with the way James Harden played, even in the fourth quarter. I really did not. Now listen, if you want to tell me James Harden took one shot in the fourth quarter, he should have taken more, that's fine. I can live with that. But when you look at this game, James Harden showed up to play. James Harden missed 6 shots. He made 10. He had 31 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 steals. He was the guy who was the reason why they came back from down 20. He needs help. And as Paul mentioned, the offense down the stretch in the last 6 minutes was not the problem. If you go possession by possession, James Harden was making the right play. The issue was, and to me the story, and I will say this from now, the next 30 years that they keep analyzing this game, it was on Chris Paul, and it was on Clint Capella, which means it was on Chris Paul.
Well, you had turnovers in the last 7 minutes. Those 7 minutes where Harden went dormant offensively in a lot of respects. And fine if that's the way that it's okay, because they score on 7 of 12 possessions, the Rockets do. But you got turnovers by Tucker, a turnover by Paul, the jump ball Capella lost. And Capella, man.
God, that was a terrible jump ball loss.
Every time Capella stepped on the damn court last night, my heart sunk. This guy, I don't want to be talking this way about Clint Capella. I like him so much, but he's a complete detriment to the team in this series. His inability to rebound, his inability to make simple shots at the rim, his lack of aggressiveness at the rim, like, and yet again, you know, his inability to stand up to any kind of physical play. He's such a hit or miss player. Like, if he's going against finesse players, then fine. Any kind of physical play, and then that's it. He wilts. He just wilts. He's turned into a guy who's got, like, he's rich now. He's got the gout, I'm guessing. He's got the rich man's disease. He's got to get to be a bit more of a bully at some point. My God. The entire damn game, I see Clint Capella. I see that blonde splotch, and my heart sunk. And this is just the whole freaking 4 quarters, especially once Curry started to heat up and Klay Thompson started to heat up. I was so disappointed that the Rockets didn't show up the way they did in games 3 and games 4. That was it more than anything.
Kevin Looney makes $1,567,000 and 7 extra if you really want to add it in per Spotrac.com in terms of his contract. And this guy goes out, and he's the guy when you're playing a game of pickup basketball that no one expects to do anything, no one respects, and makes a bunch of good plays along the way.
Yep.
But he beat the hell out of the $90 million man, Clint Capella. And to me, like, Kevin Looney kept making big plays in big moments, getting rebounds, the ball would roll to him. Clint Capella is supposed to be doing some of those things. He wasn't doing any of those things. And I mean, I know a lot of people are looking at Chris Paul's contract and wondering, okay, well, what does this mean for the future of the franchise? Clint Capella peaked. He's not getting any better. This is peak Clint Capella. And when you're talking about the best team in basketball that you're going up against, you have to get more out of him against that team, because that's the only way you can merit that he's making $90 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, you look at, okay, Kevin Durant goes out. All right, great. Well, they still have Draymond. They've got Steph Curry. They've got Klay Thompson. They've got Iguodala. You're supposed to have, you're supposed to have Chris Paul and Clint Capella in addition to James Harden. That's supposed to kind of balance things out a little bit. And, I'm at a loss. I understand that the offense was clicking without James Harden. I guess the problem is that James Harden doesn't bring anything to the table defensively on the other side. All right, the offense is working without James Harden. Then give me something. Give me something, like, on the rebounds, on the boxing out and the lack of it by this team, like all these things where they simply, Mike, can you pull up the box score, please, and tell me what did the rebounds actually end up being? Because I know the disparity wasn't as big as it felt.
They lost by 3 on the boards. Oakland had, let's see, 12 offensive rebounds, Golden State, and the Rockets at 8.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to also, though, say is that I think at least 3 of those offensive rebounds came on one possession where Clint Capela kept missing his own shot at the rim. I don't count those. I discount those.
He actually helped him out because Gordon hit a 3 on that possession.
Yeah.
But still, it was not a great look for him. I want to go
intentional.
Back.
It was like, yeah, I know. He was like, oh, we need some rebounds. I'm going to miss 3 layups in a row.
So James Harden's going to be a focus, and I'm curious what the city is going to think relative to what we have had to say this morning, because all of us have had really no issue with the way James Harden played in the fourth quarter. I'm curious what you guys think. Here was James Harden after last night's...
Well, real quick, it's not that I'm not going to crush him for it, but it's not like that's what I want to see.
No, I get that.
You know, like, it's hard for me to say. There's a difference between not taking the final shot because it's the right thing to do versus completely checking out and loitering around the midcourt just because that's the right thing to do.
Here was James Harden after last night's Game 5.
Why weren't you more involved down the stretch offensively?
I mean, I don't know. I can go back and look at the game, but whether it's other guys who are getting shots, open looks, trying to make the right plays in certain parts of the game, I'm not sure.
I'm tired. That's what he said.
In the first 40 minutes of the game last night, as our Adam Splain pointed out, James Harden played 38 of the first 40. So he sat for 2 minutes of the first 40. They brought him out to start the fourth quarter for the second game in a row, which normally doesn't happen. I know it did Monday as well. He played 45 minutes, which tied with P.J. Tucker for the lead on the team. I don't think the story of the game is James Harden. I think the story from a Rockets standpoint is, one, sort of a general, just brutally not taking advantage of the Durant injury, and number two, Chris Paul and Clint Capela. Those to me are my big themes this morning. Not taking advantage of a team when the whole complaint the last 12 months was how they took advantage of the Chris Paul injury. That's one. And then the way that Chris Paul and Clint Capela did not step up when they desperately needed him last night.
Let me make a deal with you. I'll abide by that. And I know that like the basketball intelligentsia doesn't want you to go after Harden. And it's very important to remember that the offense was fine with Harden just kind of checked out. Is it okay for us to accept that and say, hey, we don't need James Harden to step up against awesome opponents in huge games and have some incredible moments? Like, it's okay for us to kind of abide, like, oh, you know, part of his legacy is that one of the greatest comebacks in NBA history was with him on the bench versus the Clippers. Like, I just, this is where it's getting hard for me to continually over and over again say, well, in these big moments, in these big games, the best thing for James Harden to do was to kind of just sit by the wayside. It's hard for me to accept that in my gut.